CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 15th of March 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. Voting for the RSGB elections is now open. NASA Mars rover has a name. Coronavirus affects amateur radio events around the world. Voting for the RSGB elections is now open. The special web pages at rsgb.org have details of the calling notice, resolutions, candidate statements and information about how to vote. Internet voting ends at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd of April. RSGB members can find their membership number on the wrapper of the latest Radcom, so use it to vote before you compost the wrapper. The RSGB is, like all responsible organisations, following government advice about the COVID-19 virus. The Society is planning still to hold its AGM in Birmingham, but is ready to change these plans if necessary, if advice about public meetings is upgraded. We will, of course, keep members informed, so please do check the website and social media channels for updates. The NASA Mars 2020 rover has a new name that captures the spirit of exploration, Perseverance, submitted by a 13-year-old student from Virginia. Targeted for launch this July, the rover will search for signs of past microbial life on Mars. After landing in February 2021, it will collect samples of Martian rock and dust for a future Mars sample return mission to Earth. The RSGB's National Radio Centre welcomes individuals and large groups of people from across the world every week. With the increase in cases of coronavirus in the UK and other countries, the RSGB has taken the difficult decision to close the NRC temporarily from Wednesday the 18th of March. It will open as normal this weekend to run the Build a Radio event, which is sold out, and the NRC will be open without public access to the radio room on Monday and Tuesday. Whilst there aren't any known cases of the virus at Bletchley Park or among the NRC staff and volunteers at this time, even with extra precautions, it's no longer possible to guarantee the safety of NRC volunteers and visitors. We're very sorry for any inconvenience this may cause for those who have planned visits, but we hope that people will understand the decision in the current fast-moving situation. Concerns over coronavirus and various advisories regarding travel and large group gatherings has prompted the cancellation of a popular international amateur meeting. The Visalia International DX Convention in California is due to take place over the 12th and the 12th to the 14th of April, but will no longer take place. See dxconvention.org for the latest news. Planning is underway for this year's RSGB convention that will take place from Friday the 9th to Sunday the 11th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The organising committee would like to receive your suggestions for this year's lectures and workshop. Please feel free to email conference@rsgb.org.uk with your thoughts and ideas. If you're able to suggest a presenter or a subject for a lecture or workshop, then so much the better. The RSGB convention is generously sponsored by Martin Lynch and Sons. Dayton Hamvention has named the recipients of its 2020 awards. Steve Frank, K9AN, Bill Somerville, G4WJS, and Nobel Laureate Joe Taylor, K1JT, have been awarded the Technical Achievement Award. Amateur radio on the International Space Station is celebrating the successful launch and docking of the Space X-20 commercial resupply mission to the International Space Station. One payload on the flight is the ARIS interoperable radio system, which ARIS calls the foundational element of the ARIS next generation radio system on the space station. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week due to concerns raised over the COVID-19 virus. Many events in the forthcoming weeks are being cancelled or postponed. Please check before travelling to any event. We'll keep you up to date with news on events as and when we receive them. The committee of Withall Radio Club have decided to cancel this year's Withall Ham Fest, originally planned for today, the 15th of March. the Dover ARC Hamzilla Fest, Radio Fest and Electronics Fair, due to take place on the 29th of March, has been postponed. The CW Boot Camp at GM6NX Stirling, due to take place on the 22nd of March, and the 23rd Annual GMDX Convention, due to take place on the 4th of April, have been postponed. New dates later in 2020 will be announced as the situation becomes clearer. I was interrupted by a clock then, so I'll say that again. The GM6NX Stirling, due to take place on the 22nd of March, and the 23rd Annual GMDX Convention, which was to have taken place on the 4th of April, are both postponed. The Kempton Rally, due to take place on the 19th of April, is postponed until the 15th of November. Please send details of your rally and event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We give you valuable publicity online, in Radcom and on GB2RS. And now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Nigel, G3TXF, will be in Mauritius until the 27th of March using the call sign 3 Bravo 8 X-ray Fox. He'll take part in the Commonwealth contest this weekend and will concentrate on 80 and 160 metres during the remainder of his visit. QSLs go via Club Lock OQRS and logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Mike V7ACN will be active as Charlie Echo Zero Yankee Stroke call sign from Easter Island, SA001, between the 19th and 30th of March. He'll operate mostly CW 80 to 10 metre bands plus 160 metres if local conditions allow. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or 5E7ACN. A large team will be active on all bands and modes as DA0HEL from Heligoland Island, that's EU127, between the 19th and 29th of March. In addition, they'll operate as DL0IH from nearby Helgoland Duene, where access is possible only between 0800 and 1500 UTC, QSLs via DF6QC Direct or Bureau. Taka, JA8COE, will be active as Stroke Zero from Sado Island, that's AS206. Between the 15th and 23rd of March, he'll operate mainly FD8 and CW, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via JA8COE, either Direct or Bureau. Andy DK50N will be active again as PJ2 stroke call sign from Curaçao, that's SA099, from the 15th to the 21st of March. He'll operate CWSSB RITI and FT8 and FT4 on the 82 6-metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World Club Logs OQRS, or via home call either Direct or Bureau. Now the special event news, GB0SPD, GB2SPD and GB4SPD are three special call signs that celebrate St Patrick's Day. The St Patrick's Day on the Air event will run from 1200 UTC on the 16th of March until 1200 UTC on the 18th of March. See stpatrickaward.webs.com for details. It's 700 years since the first written mention of Dobrushka, so the radio club in Dobrushka plans to activate three occasional call signs, OL700DKA, OL700CO and OL700LTV, to celebrate this event from March to December. There'll be an award scheme in association with the event. More details at ok1kqi.com. Please use Club Log OQRS to get QSL for a connection with OL700 stations. The Maine Bicentennial Special Event celebrates 200th anniversary of Maine statehood. Between the 16th and 22nd of March, 12 special event call signs will be active, plus three special locations that have historical interest, significance. There'll be an award scheme in association with this event. See Maine200specialevent.com for more information. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible to get your event publicised here on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Now for contest news, the longest running RSGB contest of them all is the Commonwealth Contest, formerly known as BERU, B-E-R-U. It ends its 24-hour run at 1000 UTC today, the 15th. CW only 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands and the exchanger signal report and serial number. Today the 15th, the second 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report serial number locator. Monday the second FT4 series contest will run from 2000 to 2130 UTC using just the 3.5 megs band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Tuesday, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, 0200 UTC on the 21st to 0200 UTC on the 23rd, Bartag HF RITI contest takes place, 3.5 to 28 megs band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and time. From 1200 UTC on the 21st to 1200 UTC on the 22nd, the Russian DX contest uses CW and SSB, 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number, with Russian stations sending their Oblast code as well. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, a new sunspot group numbered AR2758 and from upcoming solar cycle 25 appeared this week. The region was located in the sun's southeast quadrant but had faded away by Thursday the 12th. This was the first numbered sunspot region to appear in over a month as solar activity continues on at very low levels. Overall, the solar flux index remained at 7071, with the geomagnetic KPN index being in the range 0 to 2, reflecting calm conditions. Wednesday's RSGB to 80-metre CW Club Championship contest proved just how inactive the sun is at the moment. The contest started quite well, but soon everyone was struggling to make contacts as the critical frequency dropped below 3 megs as measured by the Chilton ionosonde. As a result, many contestants had to make do with QSOs with the Netherlands, Sweden and Germany as their higher angle skip for local contacts failed to return to Earth. Daytime critical frequencies have often struggled to exceed 5 megs in the morning and 5.5 megs in the afternoon, meaning 40 metres remains unsuitable for NVIS-type communications. On DX, maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 km path have occasionally exceeded 21 megs in the daytime, but 18 megs has been more reliable. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index pegged at 70 to 72 with quiet geomagnetic conditions, apart from the 19th of March when the KP index is forecast to rise to 4, possibly due to high-speed solar wind stream from a returning coronal hole. VHF and up, last there's a signal in the forecast models in for the return of some high-pressure weather. After a prolonged period of windy and unsettled conditions, the first signs of building high, will come after this weekend as a ridge builds towards the southern UK from the Azores. Eventually, a new high, building in colder air from northern Britain, will probably take over in the second half of the week. Either way, it's time to consider the chance of some tropo conditions later in the week, which will make a welcome change. It's worth noting the spring equinox is prime time for the possibility of aurora, so keep an eye out for high K indices as heads up for possible DX on the VHF bands. The moon's declination is at its most negative on Tuesday, so the moon only reaches 13 degrees above the horizon. This means that ground noise is in the antenna lobes for much of the moon window. Path losses are increasing throughout the week and 144 meg sky noise is very high for the next few days, so a poor week for EME. With no major meteor showers due until Lyrids at the end of April, just keep looking for random meteor scatter QSOs around dawn. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.